I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to part two of Vicky Patterson the Suitor 2. I am chatting to, I hope you know this, but like, you look absolutely gorgeous, Bianca. Like, I was going to say, I'm chatting to the gorgeous Bianca Gascoigne, and I was like, I hope she knows she's fucking lush.
No, I don't know. I can't, like, you know, I've just seen pictures and videos. I'm like, oh. Well, I've always been like that, but even now, like, being pregnant is kind of enhanced that because you're like, I'm not even me anymore.
I mean, I had a look on your Instagram, like, as I mentioned before, and I was like, this bitch has got a bump out and she literally just looks like me after a Chinese. Like, you are so, but then I always thought you were gorgeous, Bianca. Like, I remember watching you on Love Island.
Oh my God. How many years ago is that?
Like, I don't know, babe.
And
the maddest thing is we're pretty much the same age as well, aren't we?
Yeah, well, I'm not too sure. Well, I'm 36.
Yeah, 35.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, so this was the same kind of area that we kind of went into the industry ourselves. Yeah. Very different to how it is now. But I was 18. That's a long time ago.
I know. And you know, I always say, obviously, I was a little bit older when I started Geordie Shore. I was 22. Mm-hmm. But I was like, actually, in retrospect, I think that was a bit young. And I thought about the girls, one of them in particular, Holly was only 18, bless her. And I thought about that and I thought, you know, it's not my journey. Like, I didn't do it, so I can't say how she feels. But I think that's a bit young for reality TV, me, because it is an intense experience, isn't it?
Oh, it's majorly intense. Like, for me, though, it was kind of different because, like, obviously, I was known through my dad. So
I was going to say, yeah.
Breakthrough of just being me, and like, obviously growing up in the media, I kind of know that things are twisted and like in different ways. So when I was on the show, I was just like, I hope I'm being edited in this light, and you know, like, there was a lot.
Were you a bit more savvy, Bianca? Because
yeah, exactly. And I think that's probably helped me throughout the whole time in this media, because obviously kind of went through the worst when I was a kid.
Yeah,
because there was a lot of things that said about my family that were untrue. Which probably wouldn't be able to get away with now because there's a lot more rules being put in place. But kind of, they could just print what they wanted. But I just wanted people to like me. I was like, just please like me. Because obviously at school I got bullied, like, because of the name. And I was just like, you know, it wasn't my choice to have my name. Like, when I was 3 years old, when I moved to Italy, I had to have the name. And I was like, I couldn't spell it because I'm dyslexic anyway. But at 3 years old, I definitely can't spell Gascoigne.
So. I actually do think that's a difficult one to spell anyway. I was like, Googling it a day and I was like, G-A-A. Yeah, you don't know what happens after the gas, do you?
Yeah, it's like G-A-S,
G-A-R-G-A. Is that how you learn? Oh, but it was like a little song.
And then when I went on to Celebrity Juice, they actually did like a good spelling of my name, but they did it in like emojis. So they did a picture of a bee, a picture of an anchor, and then like a picture of a gas cylinder and then a coin. It's like, oh, we can simplify it like that.
Actually brilliant. God, Celeb Juice coming through with the great ideas. Do you think, mate, you know, like, obviously you've mentioned your body dysmorphia and struggling to come to terms with your changing body. Do you think that's a product of being like in the press from such a young age, like having people talk about your appearance, having people having opinions on your body, being exposed to stuff like Celebrity Love Island at such a young age? Do you think that's where it comes from?
Definitely. Like, I was always like, I have to lose weight, I have to work hard. Like, as you mentioned earlier, like, you know, it's just not easy. I can look at a cake and put on a stone. Do you know what I mean? So for, like, I was always a chubby kid. And then I went through a difficult breakup when I was like younger. So then I lost loads of weight. And then I did Love Island. And then I put loads of weight on in Love Island. And then like Heat Magazine would be doing a monthly progress of my weight, going, she's up, she's down. So yeah, like definitely, like everyone was always kind of focused on my weight. And when I was in Love Island, Alicia Duval, it was my last week, it was in the final, and we watched clips, nice, like sentimental things said about everyone. And he was like, yeah, that Bianca, she's one cupcake away from obesity. So in my head, like, if I look back at the photos of me now, I wasn't even, like, big, but...
No, mate, you were goals. Let me tell you, I wanted nothing... Even though you were pretty much just my age, I wanted nothing more than to be Bianca Gascoigne when I grew up.
Oh, stop it.
I'm telling you. No, you were... No, amazing then, amazing now. Like, you were a fucking icon with that long blonde hair and the little denim skirts. Like, don't listen to her.
No, you're actually, like... No. It's funny. You just don't see that yourself. Like,
no.
That's it.
You don't, babe. And you know, we're harshest critic, and we've got that horrible like voice inside that's like, you know, you can't wear that, or you're too old to wear that, or you haven't got the body for that, or whatever it is, you know. And actually, when other people just look at you, like I'm telling you now, when I used to see you on that show, I was like, she's gorgeous and she's kissing all these boys and everyone fancies her and I just love her. And that's how I felt about you. I was like, oh, she's great. So yeah, that, and that comment from that woman, I don't know her, but honestly, it just said so much more about her and her issues than it ever would about you and your appearance.
Amen. Yeah. Now I realise that.
Good. I hope so too.
Much, but I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Mate, you know, it's mad as well. Like, I think about all the things you've managed to achieve, but you have been working for like 18 years in the industry, haven't you? So you recently did Dancing, is it called Dancing with the Stars?
Fernando con le stelle, but it's Dancing with the Stars, which is, you know, like the American show, obviously the English Strictly Come Dancing. Yeah, that was a struggle. I had to learn Italian, and learning languages is not my thing.
Nah, I really struggled. I did like French and German to A level, and now all I can fucking say is like, bonjour, je m'appelle Vicky, je beat a wall's end, like all my GCSE stuff, and that's about it. Exactly. I can tell you, I can ask for like a pencil sharpener, but when the fuck am I going to need a pencil sharpener? Yeah. Oh, it's just mental. So I totally understand the struggle, but yeah. I really wanted to ask, because I feel like it was a madness. How did you end up on the Italian version? You said before you lived there when you were younger. Was it from that? Yeah.
So, well, my dad did The Jungle, which was, it's called Isla de Formosa, which is the kind of celebrity jungle.
No way! They have it in Italy too.
Yeah, and he done really well in it. But that kind of brought him into the limelight again out there, because obviously he used to play for Lazio. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, right, we want someone who... blonde, who's bubbly. And then I just got interviewed for it. I never expected to get it.
Yeah.
I learned like a few things of Italian, because when I was lived in Italy, I only went to an English school, so I didn't learn anything. So I was just like, oh, you know, this is just gonna be a long shot. And I ended up doing the interview, and they're like, oh no, this is exactly what we're looking for. I was like, oh, okay. So then they're like, you've got 3 weeks to learn fluent Italian. I was like, this is- in my head, I was going, yeah, yeah, of course I'll do that. Absolutely. You do.
Yeah, it's like when you're sitting in a job interview, mate. Like, yeah, you just tell, yeah, I can do that. Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh my God. But then when you're like say if you do these like big shows and you do an interview, you're kind of like lost for words anyway with what you've got to say. So imagine like learning a bit of Italian and then just go, your brain just goes completely numb. But it worked out really, really well. I think what they're not used to is a woman going in, having a laugh, having a joke, just being silly. Like, I think that's what kind of won the public over in a way.
Yeah.
And it works out really, really well.
Are you quite competitive as well? I feel I've got the answer.
It's like being brought up with, you know.
Professional sportsmen.
You know, I am. And I love football as well. Yeah. So it's just like anything like that. I do like to do well in life. Like, I'm a very passionate person, so I give my all to anything.
Yeah, no, honestly, I get it, mate. We have to talk about your lovely partner, Aaron. How did you meet him, mate? It felt like he just popped up out of nowhere and you just were like super happy. And I was like, because I have starting to sound a little bit like a stalker here, but followed your love life a little bit. And when he popped up, I was like, he is fucking lush. I'm absolutely buzzing for her.
Oh, God, I'm going to send him that. He'll be loving it.
But yeah, it just seemed to happen overnight.
Yeah, well, Aaron's been in my life for 14 years. Like, we both met each other. First time in Dubai at the races, didn't see one horse. We just got really drunk together on baby Guinnesses. We've been friends and kept, well, not more than friends, but like kind of he lived out there doing his job and we kind of was in each other's lives. And I feel like timing is, you know, of the essence. Yeah. And, you know, you've got to trust the timing of your life. And he come back into my life at the right time. And then now we've got a dog. Which is our third baby. We're having a baby. Like, yeah. It's all a bit nuts.
No, but like, I just think exactly like you say, timing and fate and the universe and all that sort of stuff. I know it makes some people cringe, but I'm a firm believer in it all. Like, Erkan for me is absolutely the love of my life. But had he come into my life when I was like in my wild 20s and going on like an arsehole, obviously I would have looked twice at him because he's fucking lush, but I wouldn't have hung around because he wasn't cruel. He wasn't narcissistic. He wasn't mean. He didn't keep us on my toes. Like, I would have sharp got bored with someone so lovely. So no, I think he came into my life when I was in a place where I'd worked on myself he's enough ready. To accept that kind of love. Yeah, exactly.
So not would have ruined it. That thing. Like that.
I would have broke his spirit, I think. 20 something, I was a knobhead.
Don't.
Oh, yes, bless him. But no, I'm so pleased it's worked out for you. And does he have the family seal of approval?
Yes, massively. Like, my mum's always loved him and he's just, well, we're having Christmas at ours this year.
Pressure.
My family's coming round, so it's going to be lovely. Yeah, it's just, everyone's just really happy for us. I think my mum just, you know, has been concerned for me whilst during this pregnancy. She's like, oh, you know, she just wants me to go right.
So, flapping. But she's a mum. She's going to flap. You know, you're always going to be a little girl.
Yeah. And like you said, your mum is amazing. My mum's amazing. She's my rock. So, yeah, I think she's just like, it's just a shame you've gone through this. Trust you to have that.
You know? Oh, bless.
I think the toughest people go through it, you know. That's what I like to think in my head. So I'm like, well, you know, I've been put under this pressure because I think I can handle it.
Yeah.
So I deal with it.
There's all those things on TikTok and Insta, isn't there? And it's like, oh, God sends these like hardest battles to his toughest soldiers. And all, everyone's just like, I'm fucking sick of it. I just want something easy. I think you're, so they say, don't they? And I don't know how true this is, again, all I have is a fair bit, but they say if you have a hard pregnancy, you're going to have like an easy baby. So fingers crossed for you, mate.
Yes, let's hope.
Yeah. I've got every faith. So I mentioned family there, mate, and I honestly can't chat to you without talking about how much of a fan I am of your dad.
Yeah,
being a Geordie, it would be sacrilege if I wasn't to mention Gaza. I suppose, in a sense, and I hope I'm not speaking out of turn here or saying anything that will upset you, mate, but I feel like we've got quite a lot in common in that sense as well.
Definitely. I know about your dad as well.
Yeah.
You know, he has demons as well, you know, so I feel like we have an understanding without even talking about it. We accept the paths that we were given in that sense, and we know, you know, anyone that has an alcoholic in the family, you know, I always feel when they go, oh, yeah, well, I've got like an uncle that's an alcoholic. And I go, oh, take a breather, because I'm like, okay, you kind of understand.
That someone understands, they get it. Yeah.
Yeah. But as a child, I always felt like it was my fault that this was happening and I couldn't stop it. So I always felt that kind of big responsibility in that sense as well.
I think you do, like, obviously making the documentary and meeting so many amazing children of alcoholics through NACOA, the charity. It's a common theme. You blame yourself. You wonder what you did wrong. Like, you don't know why they don't love you enough to stop. Like, it's all kind of internalized. Mm-hmm. But of course, we know, like, as adults, there's nothing we could have done, and that's just, they're very poorly people. So I feel like, I hope by talking about it, you know, I've kind of educated people a bit better and hopefully breaking down some stigmas and stuff. Because I feel like growing up, it's quite a, a difficult one, a difficult pill to swallow, I suppose.
Yeah, I think what happened in my respect was that I was at school and everyone was like, oh my God, Gaz is your dad. That's the most amazing thing in the world. And I was like, because obviously a lot of his stuff isn't documented. So yeah. For me, it was like, oh yeah, like it is amazing. You know, like I get to go to the games, I get to achieve these amazing things. But I'm like, I'm kind of living the reality behind closed doors.
There's a double life sort of thing.
But like I always, as a kid, was like, yeah, yeah, it's amazing, blah, blah, blah. So I kind of like hiding behind the truth in a sense.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
But you know, it's just what it is at the end of the day, and it's just a reality, and unfortunately it is a disease and it's still a battle, and it's just such a shame, you know, because you want it to be different, you want your family to be perfect. Like everyone wants their family to be perfect. It's like with Christmas, I find it quite difficult. Like I would like to think I'm quite Christmassy, but still, you know, when you've got that kind of part playing in your Christmas experience, it makes it different, you know?
Yeah. No, I absolutely agree. There's when you have someone in your family who is struggling with an alcohol dependency, or my dad always says, like, you're not an alcoholic and then you're cured, you're an alcoholic for life. Mm-hmm. And the recovery is linear. It's not linear. Sometimes you'll be doing really well and, you know, having good days and feeling like you're on top of it, and sometimes you won't. Mm-hmm. And like, you've just, as someone like related to someone or like who loves someone who's struggling, you've just got to be aware of that. And Christmas can be a trigger, you know, for quite a lot of alcoholics, because there's so much drink around. It can mean like a lot of people, alcoholism is triggered by stuff like they're feeling under pressure, they're feeling anxiety, they're not very social and all that. So it can be a really difficult time, mate. So I feel for you in that sense.
Aaron the other day, he put Christmas music on in the car, and I was like, oh, this is good. I'm not comfortable with it. But I was like, I just have to explain to you, like, kind of Christmases that I've had, and as you said, like the difficulties that triggers and stuff around it. And he's like, okay, that's cool, you know. So yeah, it is difficult, but I think, you know, it's just, unfortunately, it's completely out of your control. As a kid, like I was quite independent, I was strong, and I was like, no, I can save him and I can save our family, and we, you know, everything can be
everything you want to believe when you're that age, mate. You want to believe you can fucking save them. Of course you do.
Yeah, exactly. And then it's not true. Then everyone goes, well, I think I can help him. And I'm like, okay, well, you, like, do you know what I mean? It's like, all right, you can try, but please, like, you know, but at the end of the day, the truth of the matter is you just want the best for that person. You want them to get better. You want them, but it, unfortunately, it's completely out of your control, which is what we have to accept as children dealing with any alcoholics in our family, is just that, you know, you put the pressure on yourself to heal the family and be the glue and keep everyone together and heal that person. But unfortunately, it's out of your control. It's out of their control. It's the demon that takes over.
So how is your dad doing now then, mate?
Yeah, he's okay. I think he's good. Like, you know, like I said, there's, you know, it's still there. It's still present. But we just want the best for him. That's all we want. We want him to be as well as he can be, and we want him to be around us as much as possible, because when he is on good form, he's the best person to be around. He's so funny. Like me and him, we have like a friend relationship where we just take the piss out of each other. We all like play pranks on each other. That's our relationship. So let's just hope and pray that everything is going to be how we want it to be.
Yeah, I've got, again, mate, I feel like it's fucking me catchphrase this episode, but I've got everything crossed for you. I know, I know how it feels, definitely. Yeah. Do you think, Lass, it's like your dad's issues with alcohol have had any effect on your relationship with alcohol?
Do you know what? I don't actually know, which is the truth, because yeah. I do like alcohol. Yeah. I love it.
Nothing wrong with that, babes.
Yeah, like I love tequila. I love having a good time. I'm really sociable, but I just don't know if that has affected like me. I'm not sure. Like that's the honest answer.
Yeah.
But I do like going out.
But then going out and having a good time is not normally a characteristic of an alcoholic bee. And yeah. You know that yourself, it's when the doors are closed. And you're keeping secrets and, you know, that's more, I know every alcoholic's different, but that's sort of more when there's a concern, you know. It sounds to me as though like you're just like having a nice time, mate. So
I've actually thought about it whilst you've been talking and I'm like, back in the day, I think when I was younger, I did kind of drink to blank out stuff.
Yeah.
And just to forget about what was going on in the present moment. But I definitely think my relationship with alcohol has changed. Obviously, now I don't drink because I'm pregnant.
And I'm fine with that.
You know what I mean? Like, before, my mum used to be like, I used to get blackout drunk. You know, I used to, like, mask my pain with alcohol. But, you know, recently, apart from being pregnant, like, I definitely feel like I have much more control and I just, like, go out and have a good time, like, go out for a nice meal, drink some nice wine and just to be present in the moment. But before, in the past, I probably used to like get a bit blackout and forget about my problems.
But you know, like, God, we've all been guilty of that. Be like, you're not the first and you certainly won't be the last to have sort of maybe potentially abused alcohol. But I will say, it sounds to me as though like you've grown up, you're also in a great place in your life, surrounded by wonderful people. And, you know, you don't need to take the edge off anything anymore. You're just happy being present. So I'm so pleased for you, lass.
I'm looking forward to it. Let's not get it.
Let's not get it twisted. Let's just go.
I'm planning a little like welcome back to the world party for B, you know, after the pregnancy.
I wouldn't expect anything less, lass. I wouldn't expect anything less.
I was supposed to do like a baby shower, and I was like, actually, let's switch this up a little bit because why don't we do a baby shower after the baby's born?
Yeah.
So I mean, I'm with you.
So what is that then? Like
welcome to the world.
A welcome to the world party. Okay. I feel like that you may be a genius. Yeah. You may just be a genius.
Right? I'm like, no, I want to enjoy this with everybody else because on my reveal, we had like a big rave, not a glitter box, but we called it glitter top. And like, I was having a good time. I was like, damn it, I'm really missing out here. I was like, no, 100% baby shower will be when the baby is here and I can enjoy it myself.
I remember my sister's gender reveal and I threw her a blinder, mate. Like it was all beautiful pastels, rainbow shades. Obviously she found out she was having a girl, so she was thrilled in that respect. Like cupcakes, massive cake, like bar, everything, like gorgeous, great big grazing board. Like it was just the duck's nuts, right? I felt like I'd smashed it. I mean, I think I got that from Australia, actually. But yeah, it was the duck's. It was amazing. And I remember saying to her a couple of weeks later, and like we were all mortal by then. I remember that was a fucking class night, that wasn't it? And she was like, yeah. For you, dickhead. She was like, I was hot. So it was like summer. It was August. So she was like, I was sweating my tits off. I was hot. People were standing on me. And I was like, oh my God. Yeah. So I think you might be onto something there, girl. Yay,
yeah. Chicken dinner or ducks. Who knows?
Before I let you go, gorgeous girl, because I'm sure you're very busy. I have to get your secret too. So here at Vicky Patterson's Secret Too, we always ask our gorgeous guests to give our lovely listeners a little pearl of wisdom. I'm just really impressed by how honest you've been, how forthcoming you've been with some of the potentially harder moments of pregnancy. And I really hope you continue that into like when you be a mom and everything, because it's just so important that we see organic content on social media rather than just this like whitewashed perfect shite. So I want to know what your secret is to doing pregnancy your way.
okay, so my secret to doing pregnancy my way would just be take every day as it comes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ride the wave. Every person's, well, women's experience is different.
Yeah.
Know that you are not really in control of your own emotions, your body. You are growing a human being in you. You're developing organs.
It's mad.
All sorts of crazy shit in your body. Give yourself a break, you know, and just realize that it is normal to have these doubts of like, is this really for me? Is this what I want? Because your life is changing, your body's changing.
And it's scary. It's scary.
Yeah.
It's fucking scary.
It is so scary. You don't know the outcome. I'm like, how? I can't even look after myself. I don't know, baby. Like, what am I going to do here? This is tricky. This is a tricky situation we're in. But, you know, I'll wing my way through life. I'm sure I'm going to wing my way through pregnancy. But just don't put pressure on yourself. Like, do not do it. Don't look at these picture perfect scenarios and think that should be me, because behind closed doors it is a different situation. Just do you and take one step at a time, baby steps, as they say.
Oh, pun intended.
Yeah.
Gorgeous advice from a gorgeous mama to be. Oh mate, I'm so excited for you and I can't wait to meet little B.
I know, little B's coming.
Coming to a vagina near you, 2023.
Love it. Oh, well, thank you so much for having me. I feel like I've probably I've just been really honest, but that's just how I roll.
That was absolutely beautiful, mate. And I know like loads of women listening to it are just going to be like, fuck me, she's speaking so much of my truth as well. So thanks, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, guys, that was the absolutely fantastic Bianca Gascoigne. I don't know about you, but I felt like I wasn't expecting that to be that honest, that brave, just that beautifully raw. You used to seeing her on Instagram, aren't you? And she just looks so gorgeous and confident and well put together. But it's lovely to see that, you know, everyone's human too, and everyone has their good days and bad days. And sometimes people who you'd least expect it struggle. So yeah, that was really lush from her. And if anyone's going through something similar, I hope that made you feel like, you know, you are normal and you're not alone. Oh, no, that's going to be one good little baby, isn't it? Genetically blessed. Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2, another episode in the bag. If you are loving listening to it as much as I am loving making it, then please continue to spread the word about it. You know, tell your mates, leave a review, do all of the lovely podcasty things. And please don't forget that we have a YouTube now. If you prefer to consume your content on a more visual platform, that is the place for you. Love you guys and have the absolute best week. You deserve it.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.